Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yankel Lieberman. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
We're holding the Pesachim daf Ayin Zayin. We'll start from the Mishnah. I would want to give a short, 15-minute approximately, precise and very important introduction, Akdoma, to the next dapim. In my humble opinion, this introduction is essential with regard to the understanding of the sugis on the following dapim, and also very beneficial for the understanding of many sugis in other areas. There are different categories of tumas, sugei tumas. One, tumas meis, where one touches or is in the oil with his emes. Two, tumas mage, sheretz of nevela, where one touches a nevela, sheretz or nevela, or masa nevela, carries a nevela. Three, tuma yoytze megufoy, like a zav, mitzoyra, nida, balkeri, yoledes. We'll refer to this as aleph, three sugei tumas. Beis, there are three main dvarim and etmoim, three things subject to tuma, three things which are subject to tuma, which become tome with regard to korbanos. The korban itself is the first thing, the dam of a zevach. I say dam, really the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei HaMikdash in Perek Aleph Halacha Lamed Vav paskins that dam kochim is not mekabel tuma, but the koimetz or levoina of a korban mincha. This is referred to tumas hanekrovim. In this category are also a murim of a zevach, a murim which are required to be hooked on the mizbeach of a zevach, referred to as oilin. This is with regard to the din ritzitzitz, as we'll see later. Also included are basar of a zevach and shirayim of a mincha, which are referred to as achilois. Also with regard to the din of ritzitzitz. Well, this is the first of the three dvarim anitmoyim, where the korban itself becomes tomei. The second, where the koyin o'ivit becomes tomei. The third, where the bailam of the korban become tomei. Meaning, bailam meaning the one or many persons who the korban is being brought for, the meskaper become tomei. The three dvarim, in short, the three dvarim anitmoyim by korbanos are the korban, the korban, koyin, and bailim. It's important to note the different sugei tuma are relevant by korbanos only with regard to tumas koyin and tumas bailim. I would refer to this as tumas gavra, but not with regard to tumas hanikrov and the tuma of the heftza, as we will see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. This is Beis Gimel. The Mishnah Tmura Daf Yedal Amar Aleph and the Braisa in Yuma Daf Nun Amar Aleph teach us all korbanos, even a korban of a yachid, which are kavur and zman, meaning those korbanos which are required to be brought at a certain time only. For instance, a korban tamid or siri regalim, or by a yachid, a korban oilis re'iya, for instance, the din is they are doicha Shabbos and tumah. Even if the korban, or the koyin, or the bailim became tomei, the korban is brought, regardless of the tumah, and it's meratzeh, mechaper, like all korbanos ksheirim. The Rambam writes this clearly in Hilchis Bias Mikdush Perek Dalet Alochetes. The Rambam there, in Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel paskins, that the heter doesn't just apply to the actual akrava, but it also applies to the knisa la'azara. Like the Rambam writes, v'yikonsu kulan la'azara, v'yisasku b'tahoyim u'tmein ke'echa. The makor that the knisa la'azara is mutas a gemar late in Pesachim, we won't elaborate on this now. The Rambam there in Halacha Yud Beis adds, this is only where the Koyin O'ivit or Bailam was Nitma with a Tumas Meis, but where the Koyin O'ivit was Nitma with a Tumas Sheretz or Nevela or a Tum Yoytze Megufoy, there is no heter for him to be Makriv the Korban. Although, it's a Korban HaKavur Lo Yizman. But again, I'll stress, this does not apply to the tum of the carbon itself, where in all instances, it's brought betuma, where it's kavur leizman, kamuvan, regardless of which tuma was nitma. A kavin she'en kavur leizman, which its din akrov is not bound to a particular date or time, even a carbon seber, what? A carbon seber, for instance, a carbon parallel davar shel seber, seber avodah zarah, these are kavanis seber that are not kavur zman, is not, they're not brought betuma. Although there's an opinion that the din of tchias tuma was said only by a carbon seba as opposed to a carbon yachid, like Tosis later on Dafayin Amid Beis, Diba Maskul Ha, the first Ha, brings. Nevertheless, la halacha, there's no difference between yachid and sibar, only kavur lo yizman and ain kavur lo yizman. Very important to note. Okay, this is Gimel. Dalid, with regard to the nature of the heter of a carbon kavur lo yizman, there's a machlokes tanoim. And later, that means Amachlegis Tanoim and Amoroim. Amachlegis Tanoim later on Dafayin Zayin, Omer Aleph Bayos, and Amachlegis Amoroim and Yumad Avavam at Beis. If Tuma Hotra B'tzibur or Tuma Dchuya B'tzibur. Again, Tzibur, I would say, means a Kavur Loizman. The Lashon Tzibur needs an explanation, but even a Yochid HaKavur Loizman, I'll stress. Ain't kavul isman, even a tzibur. Everything's totally with kavul isman. Again, there's a machlokes if tuma to the nature of the heter, if tuma hutra or tchuya b'tzibur. The Rambam in Hilchas Bi'is Mikdash Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, and there in Halacha Tezvav Paskins tuma tchuya b'tzibur. Rashi all over explains the chuya b'koyshi hutra, like the Gemara says in Yumad Avavam Beis. Where there are Kehanim Tohoyim in a different base Av, the Rambam, being Bias Migdash Perek Dalet Halacha Yudalet, adds even a different Mishmar, the obligation is that the Kohen Tor should do the Avoid and not the Kohen Tomei. But the Eved, if the Kohen Tor was not taken as the Oved, but the Kohen Tomei did the Avoid, there's a discussion in Achroinim if the Avoid is Psula in this instance. This is one of... What? Yeah, we'll discuss this now. This is one nafgemina difference in halacha with regard to the machlokes if tuma hotra b'tzibur, tuma tchuya b'tzibur. Meaning with the carbon is kavur leizman. This is referred to in the Gemara as in Yuma as mahadirin or not tohoyrin. Another difference between tuma hotra, whether tuma hotra or tchuya, is if the heter is only where there's a ritzitzitz. In an instance where there's no ritzitzitz, for example, the tzitz broke, there is no heter for the carbon to be brought betoma, like it's stated in the Gemara by Yosan Davayin Zayin Amid Aleph. We'll have to see that. There are other nafkiminas later on Davayin Tes Amid Aleph and on Davpey Amid Aleph on the bottom, and it's Vachon Dav Lamed Beis Amid Beis. We will not elaborate now about them. Another nafkimina I'll mention, which is related to the Mishnah here. Toises in Yuma Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. In the Toises a very, very soistic Toises. Toises writes that a carbon a kavur leizman, which a kohen tomei was makriv lemandi amahotra, the baser is muta ba'achila, whereas lemandi amatchuya, it's not. The basar is not mutter to be eaten, although the basar was not nitma. We'll discuss this soon by Hashem Yisbach. Just to give an insight as to the depth of the machloik is the oimik ha'inyan, I would say. Again, on a deeper level, but listen carefully. Tuma hutra b'tziva means it's considered as if there's no tuma, tar. There's a Lashon Yad Rima in Sanhedrin, the base of a base, Kitahari Gemura. That means with regard to where was Hutta, of course. Toma Dchuya B'tzibur, however, means it's considered Tomei, but it's nevertheless Nidcha. The Rambam Paskins Toma Dchuya B'tzibur. Listen to his Lashon in Hilchus Bias Mikdash Perek Dalid, Halacha Tezvav. His Lashon is, Umipnei Mamach Zirin Alator Mi Beis Avacher, Bebnei Shatuma Loi Hotio Betzibor, Ela Bi Isuro Imedes, Udchu Yehi Ato, Mipnei Adchak, Vein Doichin Kol Dover Anidcha, Ela Bemokim, Sheyemsher, Umipnei Zeh, Tzvichot, Tzitzlurati Solel. What? This is what I just said. The Rambam, listen carefully to what I'm saying. The Rambam compares this to other instances where one thing is nidche, overrided, pushed away, so to speak, because of another thing. According to this man, the Yom Tumat Chuya B'tzibur, it's considered Tomei and initially Osir also, Bisuroi Medes, to quote the Lashon HaRama. But it's Nidche, it's overrided by the Din HaKrova of the Korban, HaKavu Leizman. If you take a look at Rashi later on that Pidal Ramah Beis, you'll see this in Rashi's words. We won't elaborate now, just the kitzur, with regard to the issue of Shviras Etzim of a Korban Pesach. One man, the Yomas, of the opinion that this issue wasn't said regarding a Korban Pasul, he derives this from the Pasuk, Ve'etzim loisish b'hu boy, meaning kosher loy pasul, excluding a Korban Pesach, which is Nivsal. Therefore, even a Korban Pesach ha'bobetumo, although it's required to be brought in its Tumas state, nevertheless, it's rendered a Korban Pasul, which is excluded from the Issur Shviras Etzem. Rashi there, on the top of Peidal Ramah Beis, explains this only in accordance with the Man D'Yomah Tumat Tchuya B'Tzibur. Because the Tumah is Tchuya, therefore it's considered a Korban Pasul, although it's required to be brought. And it's Meratzu also. But according to the Man D'Yomah Hutra, it's considered as if the Tumah doesn't exist and is not rendered Pasul, therefore it's not excluded from this of Shviras Etzem. Big Yisoy. Now, this is Dalit. Hey, there's a concept of a Korban Abob Tumah, meaning, even according to the Man D'Yomah Tumat Chuya B'Tzibur, like the Rambam Paskins, if the Korban will have to be brought B'Tumah, for example, a Korban we Rav call, were Tmeim, although there are Kohanim Tohoyim, nevertheless a Kohen Tohoyim may be taken, even L'Chatchila, to be Makriv the Korban. The reason is, since the Korban is being brought B'Tumah with regard to the Bailim, it can be brought Betuma lechatchila, with regard to the Koyin Oivet also. This is the Lashon HaGevurah, the Lashon HaBrayis Elein on Daf Ayin Tesam and Aleph is Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk. What? Yes, the Rambam Paskins Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur, and he brings down this Brayis, he quotes the Brayis, Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk. This is a concept, Mitzvah Hashem will see on Daf Ayin Tes. The Rambam, in fact, in Pirush HaMishnayis, bring this on the Mishnah over here. He brings this already here on the Mishnah. Okay, this is Hey Vav, the concept of Ritzu Tzitz. The Tzitz, one of the big day Koyin Godol is Meratzeh on the Psul Tum of a Korban, like it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, V'noso Aroin, es Avoin HaKadoshim. This is by all Korbonos. Don't have this mistake. It's by all Korbonos, even Korbonos She'en Kavur Lezman. What? No, it's not related to Kavur LeKorban, Kavur LeZman. The din of Tzitz, Ritzu Tzitz, was said by all Korbonos, even Korbonos She'en Kavur Lezman. However, there's an exception. The Tzitz is not Meratz on Tumas HaGuf, like the Mishnah later teaches us on the Payamid Beis. Tumas Aguv meaning Tumas Koino, Tumas Bailim, Tumas Tohoima, Tumas Sofik. It's not included. We will not discuss this now. But at Enat Sitz Miratza la Tumas Aguv. This is derived from the Drosha, Venosa, Arvinus, Avoina Kedoshim, Beloya Avoina Magdishim. Correct. This is brought in the Gemara, this state in the Gemara of Zvachim daf chof gimel amid beis, avoin hakadoshim, veloy avoin hamakdishim. Just to mention in short, we'll maybe discuss this later. According to the Rambam in Hilchus Bias Mikdash, Perek Dalit Aloche Zayin, a very important thing to know, amachlegis Rishonim. According to the Rambam there, in Bias Mikdash again, Perek Dalit Aloche Zayin, although a tzitz is not meratze by Tumas Agov, however, by a korban hakavur loizman, the tzitz is meratze, even the tumas aguf. The drasha, v'loy avoyna makdishim, wasn't said with regard to a korban akavul izman. Toisvis im menoches, daf tezvav amed alef, diba maskul hocha. Toisvis there argues and is of the opinion that the tzitz is not meratze tumas aguf, even of a korban akavul izman. Even if tumat chuyev etzi, but tumas aguf was nidche without a ritzu tzitz. Because tuma ain't tzitz miratzal tumas aguf. The hetter, even though tumat chuyev etzi is only with a tzitz, with regard to tumas aguf, it's without a tzitz. Rav Chaim once explained bal peh, this is not in sefer, he explained the core, what Rav Yishebeh used to say this, yeah, b'shem Rav Chaim, the core of the machloikis between Tosis and the Rambam is the understanding of ein atzitz miratz al tumas aguf. Toisis is of the opinion that this is because tumas aguf is regarded as a different psul than the psul tumah of the carbon itself. Therefore, tumas aguf is not meinyono. It's not related. It's not shayich. It's not meinyono of ritzu tzitz. Just like the psul of mum is not meinyono of tzitz. It's not in the parasha. Tumas aguf is tumas aguf is not meinyon of tzitz. Therefore, if the Torah said a heter by korban akavul izman tumat chuyev etzibur, it was said by tumas aguf. It was said without having a ritzu tzitz. The Rambam, however, understands tumas aguf is meinyon of tzitz. Just the tzitz is not sufficient to be meratz on this psul. Well, maybe it's chomer, but that was Rav Chaim, how Rav Chaim said, it's not sufficient, it's vinzig, in Yiddish, it's a vinzig, the ritzu tzitz. Therefore, by kavul loizman, it's sufficient, the tzitz works. This is the machloikis toisis and the Rambam. If there's a ritzu tzitz on tumas aguf by a korban kavul loizman. Now, one thing it's important, another thing in regarding tzitz, it's important to note, where there's a ritzu tzitz, there's zrikas hadam, or haktoris hakoimitz by mincha, is matir the bosser, and shiari mincha, by mincha, it's matir the shirayim of the mincha. It's not just meratze or mechape, but with regard to the bosser, or by a mincha, with regard to the shirayim, the zrikas are matir them by achila. Where? I don't know of any other Makar, honestly speaking. I know one Makar, Yevomistav Tzadik Omer Aleph. I don't know if this is Mefurish anywhere else, but in Yevomistav Tzadik Omer Aleph, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. Okay, the same should apply also where the Koyim was Nitma by a Korban HaKavul Lizman, according to the Rambam, that the Tzitz in this instance is Meratza, Al Tumas Agor. Ritzu Tzitz, is matters. It generates, because of ritzu tzitz, the zrik is a matter on the bus. Now, we'll conclude this akdoma, this introduction, with one important fact. This is Zayin, although every korban akavul izman is brought, even betoma korban pesach, where roiv kol are not tomei, only mixes kol. Mechzal mechzal, we'll see later, Bez Hashem on the fine test. Miut, where there's a miut, or mechzal, where there's no roiv. The korban pesach, that means a not, and again, the kohanim, not all the kohanim, or all the klisharis became tomei. There, the din is that the korban is not doicha toma. The korban pesach is not brought to toma on Yidalid Nisan. But these mixes tmeim bring the Pesach a month later instead. Yidalid Iyar, after Chatzos, this is a Pesach Sheni, as it's referred to. A parsha, Mefureshes in the Torah, and Parshas Baloischa. Now, that means Korban Pesach is the Yoytzim in Aklal, is unlike other Korbanos HaKavul Lizman, where does it say it? Ish Nidche Ve'ein Tzibur Nidchin. Ish Nidche Ve'ein Tzibur Nidchin, meaning that only at Tzibur, the Koroiv Kol, are Tomei, they have a din to bring the Pesach Betuma, but a Yochid is Nidche Le'Pesach Sheni, there's Afkor, it's a Pesach is excluded. It's important to note that where Rav Kol are not Tomei, a Koyen Tomei is possible as well to bring a Korban Pesach, unlike other Korbanos HaKavun Leizman, where I think Rashi and Apeyamid Beis would appear like this. I can't say it's not Mefurish in the Gemara, but Rashi would appear, okay? Now, the Kagdomen capsule form Bekitzin Imritz. We'll say Bekitzin Imritz. Aleph, three Sugei Tumas, Mei Sheretz Nevela, and Tumi Yotzimi Gufoy. Beis, three Dvorim Anitmoim, again, with regard to Tumas HaKabonis. Korban, Koyin, and Bailim. Gimel, the rule is, the klal is, Korban HaKavul Izman, even a Korban Yochid, Doiches HaTuma. Korban Shein Kavul Izman, even a Korban Siva, Ein Doiches HaTuma. And only with the Koyin and Bailim, Nitma B'meis, like the Rambam Paskins, was the din that he is said and not by other Tumas. Well, I think the Makar of the Rambam was the Sugin Zikni Don Zochon Kopeis. I'm not going to go into this now. Dalit, Machloigis Tanoyim Namaroyim. Where the Tumor Hotu of Betsibo or Tchuy of Betsibo. With different afgaminas, like we'll see. The understanding is that Hotu means it's as if there's no Tumor. Tchuy means that there's a Tumor, it's overrided, similar to other Tchiyas. Like it's Mavur and Rambam. Hey, Korban above a Tumah. With a Bailim, we're Nitme of a Korban Pesach, let's say. We'll see other Korbans, the Shita Sarama, we'll see it. With a Bailim, we're Nitme of a Korban Pesach. It's Mutal Chatchila for a Kayin Tomei to bring the Korban because Ein Korban Sibacholuk. Vav Ritzu Tzitz. This is by all Korbanas, even Yochir Shein Kavulo Izman. Tzitz is not Miratza B'tumas HaGuv. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos with regard to a Korban HaKavulo Izman, if this rule of Ein Tzitz Miratza B'tumas HaGuv applies. Another point we mentioned, where the Dam or Koimitz were Nitma because of the Ritzu Tzitz, the Zrik is Mati the Bosa B'Achila. Korban Pesach, that this is Zion, the last ois, we're giving this Hakdoma, and again, I repeat, Korban Pesach, unlike all the Korbanos HaKavul and Zman, only we Rav Kol on Nitmo, or all Kohanim, or Klishoris, only then is the Pesach brought, Betoma, on Yidalid, Benissin, otherwise, the Tmeim, on Nitchit, the Pesach, Shenes, will see later on the Fayin Tess. This is very important to chazer over this Hakdom. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it's written, Chamish dvorim haboim betumah ve'ein echolim betumah. Ha'oimer u'shtei alechem v'lechem aponim v'zimchei shamit sibo u'seirei roshei chodoshim. Meaning, although Korbanos HaKavul and Zman are brought betumah, for instance, it was brought by a Kohen Tomei, l'man diyom t'chuye, where there's a Kohen Tor, there's a discussion among the Achrayim of the Korban is cautious that previously mentioned the Akdoma. But Lamandia Mahutu or Lamandia Matchuyu, when there's no Kohen Torah around, the Korban is cautious. Says the Mishnah, although the Korban is cautious, nevertheless, Ein and Necholim Betoma. The Basar or Shirayim of these Korbanos are not eaten Betoma. It seems from the word Betoma, again, I would suggest in my humble opinion, from the word the Mishnah adds, Betoma, Ve'ein Necholim Betoma, that only where the Basar or Shirayim became Tomei, and only in this instance they cannot be eaten. But in an instance where the Basar or Shirayim did not become Tomei, they can and are required to be eaten. This is how the Briskirov in his Sefer HaLatoyah and Pashas Ba'aloyscha understands. He understands in the opinion of the Rambam, I should say. This is how the Briskirov interprets the Rambam. This is Rabbi Kivagin Gilyain, if we have time. I mean, the Briskirov interprets the opinion of the Rambam that only when the Basar is Nitma, but the Basar is not Nitma, it can be eaten. I just added that from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it would appear like this. However, the Briskirov there brings Rashi, he was Medayik Rashi and Sadik Tes, Toysis and Zochim Daf Tezayin on the Beis, who appears to have a different opinion on the matter. You'll take a look there, the Briskirov and Pashas Ba'aloyscha, that he's Medayik, that from them, that even in an instance where the Basar Shirayim did not become Tomei, nevertheless they cannot be eaten since the Korban was brought Betuma. The Mishnah would then read, Ve'ein, bon Betuma, ve'ein on necholim. The Basar Shirayim are not eaten even though they didn't become Tomei, since the Korban was brought Betuma. meaning because of the Hakrovas Korban Betum itself, not because they were Nitma. I don't know what to do with the Lashon. Why does the Mishnah say Bitoma? But again, this is the Machloikis Rishonim. Rabbi Yashabe used to say that the Biskiro Zichroina Levrach once explained Baal Peh. It's not written in the Sefer. This explanation he once said Baal Peh explained as follows. He explained the core, the Shoyush of the Machloikis is with regard to Ritzitzitz. The Rambam in Hilchis Bias Mikdash Perek Dalet Paskins Tumat Chuyi Betzibor. It's probable, Mestava, that Tais also is writing in accordance with this man, the Yom of the... Yeah. Okay, again. The Rambam and Tais is, you know, Libet the Hilchisa, Tumat Chuyi Betzibor. The Gemara says only Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, Tumahot Betzibor. So again, the man, the Yom of Tumat Chuyi Betzibor. We could assume that Tais and the Rambam are going in accordance with this man, the Yom of this opinion. The carbon is kosh only with his a Ritzitzitz, like it's stated in the Gemara here on the Fine Zion. Explain the Briskerov as follows. With regard to Tumas Koyin, which is a Tumas Aguf, there's another machlokes between Tosis and the Rambam, as we had previously mentioned in the Akdomo. If the Tzitz is Meratza, the Tumas Aguf of the Koyin, where the carbon is a Kavula Zman, Tosis in Menachas Dabtes Vav Amar Aleph is of the opinion that the Tzitz is not Meratza, the Tumas Koyin, even by a Korban HaKavula Zman. The Rambam disagrees and is of the opinion that the tzitz is meratzeh tumas aguf of the koyin by a korban akavua leizman. Therefore, explains the Briskerov, the Rambam and Tosfos with regard to this differentiation pertaining to the head of the bas and shirayim are in accordance with their opinion in the other place with regard to tzitz. This is because both Tosfos and the Rambam agree that where there's a ritzitz, the basa and shirayim can, and I would add, are required to be eaten if they weren't nitma. Because the tzitz is meratzeh, like we mentioned, with regard to the head of the basa and the shirayim. Also, where there's no ritzitz, there's no head on the basa and shirayim. Because the korban was brought betumah. That means this, that a korban hakod that's brought betumah, which is brought betumah, has no heter on the basa without a tzitz. This, the Rambam and Tosfos both agreed to this. Therefore, the Rambam, who's of the opinion that with regard to the tumas koyin there is a tzitz, is of the opinion that although the korban was brought betumah by koyin tomei, mitzad the tchuyah, there wouldn't be a heter on the basar. Nevertheless, the basar or shirayim manita by the zrika due to the ritzitzitz. Whereas Tosfos, in accordance with their opinion, in Menachis, that there is no ritzitzitz on tumas koyin, even by a korban akavua loizman, is of the opinion that the basar and shirayim are not nita by the zrika, since the korban was brought betumah without ritzitzitz being meratzeh. In short, only with his ritzitzitz is there a heter achila. The shoyrish of the machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam. Here is the general machloikis, with regard to the tumas koyin by Kovna Kavula Isman, the tzitz is meratzeh. There's a tzitz, there's a heter basar, heter shirayim. No tzitz, there's no heter. What? Why? I would suggest, this is what the Briskerov said, and I would add, what you're asking, I would suggest, the underlying reason is because Ritzitzitz is chal on the Toma itself, thereby, I'll quote the Lashon HaGemara, let's see on the Fine Chesam at Aleph, we'll see it inside, the Lashon HaGemara here, this Lashon HaGemara, Mashvi Alei Kitor, we'll have to see that Gemara. That means mashvile kitor. Miratzitzitzi luyu mashvile kitor. That's with regard to being chal, the bichal, gabi pigum, like sevetomi, we'll have to see that Gemara. But the ritzitzitz is chal, I would say, on the tumah itself. There's a whole discussion, tzitz miratz al achilis, tzitz miratz al oilin. The tzitz is a chalois on the tumah itself, thereby being mashvile kitor. Again, with the chof adimyin. But that's why it has its poyula a ritzui with regard to the heter also. For this reason, it's poyula, yes, even with regard to hetachil. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay, Savruha, the Gemara, the Bnei Yeshiva thought, the Lekulayama, everyone, including the Tan of the Mishnah here, are of the opinion, Tumat Chuyi Betzibu. And therefore, says the Gemara, Be'inon Sitz L'Ratzois, the Leket Tana, the Shamesle, the Omar, Tumahutir Betzibu El Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the only Tana we know of who's of the opinion, Tumahutir Betzibu. Therefore, we can assume the Tan of the Mishnah here is also of the opinion to Matchuya Betzibu. The Sanhedrin sits, Ben Sheyeshne al Mitzchoy, Ben Sheyne al Mitzchoy. Whether or not it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. Meratze, Devi Rab Shimon, Rab Yehuda Oimer, Oideu al Mitzchoy Meratze, Ein Oideu al Mitzchoy, Ein Meratze. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that only when it's on the Meitzach of the Kohen Gadol, it's Meratze. If not, it's not Meratze. Omalei Agav the Rambam Paskins like this man the Yomer Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei Rab Shimon Kohen Gadol v'Yom Kippurim Yechiach from the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Yes, I know. I just have the yes. Well, the others that want to be makriv korbanos today with the tzitz make it tzitz. Yes, the Rambam is of the opinion. I dare you al mitzvah miratzah. You need a Kohen Gadol for the tzitz. Okay. Omalei Rab Shimon Kohen Gadol v'Yom Kippurim Yechiach. From the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, I have proved that even when the tzitz was not on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol, it was miratzah. Oideyu al mitzchoy miratze. Oideyu al mitzchoy, ben sheyeshnei al mitzchoy, ben Rab Shimon, machlokes Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda is of the opinion, oideyu al mitzchoy miratze, ein oideyu al mitzchoy, ein miratze, Rab Shimon argues. Ben sheyeshnei al mitzchoy, let's see Rashi. Rashi writes, ben sheyeshnei al mitzchoy, besho she'ira tomo. Now, I was bothered. I mean, I didn't understand. Does Rashi mean that if there's a tzitz, just Rashi says this in other places. I understand, but does Rashi mean that if there's a tzitz, just when the tumah was chal, and afterwards it broke? Even Rav Shimon agrees with it. Tzitz is not here. It broke nishbar tzitz. The tzitz is not meratzah. Now Rashi would agree. Rashi would hold, I'm asking, does Rashi mean that if there's a tzitz just when the tumah was chal, let's say afterwards it broke, would it be meratz in this instance? And as a result, the korban would be kosher? Well, let's say, what would be in an opposite scenario, where there was no tzitz when the korban became tamei, but afterwards, when the korban was broke, there was a tzitz, the korban would not be kosher in this instance? I later found that the Radvaz in Hilchas Bi'is Mikdash Perek Dalid Halacha Ches and the Gvuri Sari in Yuma and Av Zayin Mabez both ask this kasha in this manner. Yes, the way we just asked it. But the Yad Yamah, what you're saying, the Yad Yamah Tzanet, I know, and Av Yibez Amit Beis brings Rashi again. Again, the Radvaz and the Gvuri Sari ask it in this, what would be in these different Heichetimtzes? But the Yad Yamah Tzanet and Yibez Amit Beis brings Rashi and argues. In fact, I have the Loshen, he writes, Rabbeinu Shloim is at Sal Pirish, Ben Sheyeshne al Mitzvah, Shal Kohen Gadol, B'Shas Tumo, he quotes Rashi, and then the Yad Rama writes, Ve'einoi Nira Ben Yoneinu, the B'Shas Tumo, Mai Ritzu Yika, Elo, B'Shas HaKrova, Koi de Meratza. That means he's asking in Svara, what Ritzu Tzitz is there? Why should there be a Ritzu Tzitz during the Chalois Tumah? Now the Briskerov, Zichrono Livracha, once entertained the possibility. Yeah, Rabbi Shebeir used to say this from the Briskerov, Balpeh, it's not written, that Rashi agrees that the Tzitz is Miratzah during the Akrova. In other words, the Briskerov entertained that this, it's possible this is what Rashi means. The Tzitz is really Miratzah during the Akrova. And not during the Chalois Toma. In the Nusach of the Rav, the Tzitz is a Chalois in the Hakrova to be Machshit, to validate the Hakrova. This that Rashi writes, B'shoshe Iritoma, Rashi only means that the Tzitz is necessary also when it becomes Tomei. Meaning from when it became Tomei. the tzitz has to be here to be meratzah. Because if not, the korban would become posel because of the psul dichoy, because it was nidche. In order that the korban should not become nifsal with a psul dichoy, the tzitz has to be able to be meratzah from when the korban became tomei throughout the hakrova. Maskim from the Yadirman Redvaz and Gvur Sari, it appears, however, that they understood Rashi literally, that the read the Chalois Ritzitzitz is Bishoshi Ritoma and not Bishasakrova. That this is what the Yadirma is brings Rashi, and he's arguing with the Rashi. He's coming to argue on Rashi. It sounds like they understood, it would appear from them, they understood differently, Rashi literally. It's hard to comprehend this, Misvar. This is what the Gvur Sari, the Yadirma is asking. But it would seem the underlying reason, as I mentioned before, the underlying reason in Rashi is because the Ritzitzitz is chal on the Tumah itself, thereby mashvi leketor, like we quoted the Lashon HaGemara later on the Fine Chesam et Aleph. It's weird. Okay, let's see La Vaita Rashi she'eino al mitzchoi. Sheina Mitzchay Rashi explains the Ha'ein Nichnas Shom Bebig Dei Zob Kidamrinu Berosh Hashana the Ein Kategen Nasa Seneger. Rabbi Kivaege here in Gilyan Hashas asks, why is it necessary for Rashi to prove this? It says explicitly in the Pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Achrimos that the Kohen Gadol during the Avodah Lifnayu Lifnim on Yom Kippur, according to the Goyin, it was Aaron during the whole year. We won't go into this now, but it says in the parsha, the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and Lifnayu Lifnim wore only four begadim, big day lavan, ksoines, michnesayim, avnit, and mitznefes. Why then is it necessary for Rashi to bring this reason that he didn't wear the tzitz Lifnayu Lifnim was because ein kategen nasa saneger? Why does Rashi have to give reasons? That's the time of the Kral there, but why does Rashi have to bring this over here? It's a Pasuk Chumash, that there were only four big day love on it, that the tzitz is not part of these four big day love on, although it was big day Zav. Although it's possible that Rashi, I would just add over here, pertaining to this, the Kasha of Rabbi Kivaege, although it's possible that Rashi is explaining what would be in a scenario where the Kohen Gadol would enter Lifnayu Lifnim while wearing a tzitz, Rashi is perhaps explaining that because Ein Kategen Nasa Seneger, it's not possible for him to enter with a tzitz. Not just that it wasn't part of the Dalet Big Day Lavan, what would be he went in with the tzitz? Even if he would wear it, it wouldn't have a din levisha of tzitz because of Ein Kategen Asa Sanegra. How did Rabbi Kivaege understand? So maybe Rabbi Kivaege have understood this also. But his kasha is that the Kohen Gadol anyways cannot enter Lifnayu Lifnim with a tzitz because then the levisha of the four big day lovin' would be invalid. Why? There's a psul of yitur begodim. It's all sugya, yumar. It's a sugya in zvachim daf yudches. Yichesam and Aleph, yitur begodim, psul yeser. A Kohen Gadol has an extra beggar, cannot do the avodah. Therefore, it's impossible to say that the case here is where the Kohen Gadol was doing the avodah while wearing a tzitz. I'm not sure. I can't say for sure there will be a psul yitur begodim by the tzitz who's made out of zov. You have to see the sugya in zvachim yutes. It's not clear. I don't know. But it's possible. There's a possibility. I wouldn't rule out this tzad. But still, perhaps, where he was nishal with an urim v'tumim, it's a sugya at the end of Yuma. In that instance, he's required to wear a tzitz. And it would not be rendered yitur begodim, since that's the requirement. Nevertheless, he would not be able to do the avodah at that time while wearing the tzitz, because Ein Kategen Nasa Saneger. This might be why it was necessary for Rashi to give this reason of Ein Kategen Nasa Saneger, to answer Rabbi Kivaege's kasha. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayit. The Gemara says, Neima Masnisin, the loiker of Yeshua, who's of the opinion, Imein Basar, Ein Dam. The Gemara brings the machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Basar, Dam, Afabish, Ein Basar, Ein Basar, Ein Dam. I think we don't have, we'll discuss Ein Basar, Ein Dam. There's no time to discuss it now. We'll discuss it Bez Hashem Yisbach on the following Dapim, Ein Ches and Ein Tes. The Yisoid of him, Ein Basar, Ein Dam. Is this because the Zrika has to be the function of the Zrika, to quote the Lashon Rashi, Menachas Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the function of the Zrika is to be matir the Basar. And therefore, if there's no basar, there's no a murim, is zrika lama. This is the Lashon Rashi Menachas Daf Tes Amud on the bottom. Or it's just a tnai in the zrika, condition of the zrika, there has to be a zrika which has a basar. We won't go elaborate now. This will be another, leave that for the coming dafim. But just to conclude with one very wichtig, with one very important yesoid, we'll start it now. We'll have to finish. We'll elaborate more on this in Mitz Hashem on daf the beginning of next year on dafayim ches. But just to say the yesoid, bekitzer. The Gemara says, "Name Asin like Rabbi Shua." And the Gemara brings the psukim. The Gemara, I'll just mention one or I always had. The Gemara is asking, how then does the Mishnah here with that states Chamisha Dvam Batuma Veinachom Batuma coincide with Rabbi Yeshua? I really didn't understand the kasha. Maybe the basa wasn't Tommy during the Zrika, but became Tommy after the Zrika. How did the Gemara, in other words, where did the Gemara see in the Mishnah that it's speaking even with the basa and Shirayim with Nitma during the Zrika? I don't know an answer on this. Okay, the Gemara here on Ayin Beis continues, Rabbi Yeshua, just to conclude, Ein HaBasa Mutar Ba'Achila Ad She'Yizrik Adam. This that the basa of a korban is not mutar to be eaten until after the dam was nizrik, can be derived from a kavuchoymer. That means it's not necessary to have an extra pasuk to teach this. The Gemara makes the kavuchoymer is as follows: Umay murim dechilesnu loy ma'akvi. If a murim which when they're lost, let's say, the basar is mutter to be eaten even without them being brought. However, ki yisnu ma'akvi, when it's possible to for the murim, it's possible to be ma'ak to the murim, the basar doesn't become mutter ba'achil until the murim are brought, they're hooked on. Dam dechilesa ma'akiv, where dam was lost before zrika, the basar is not mutter to be eaten without the dam being nizik on the mizbeach. Ki isa loy kolshken, surely when the dam is not lost, the basar cannot be eaten until the dam is nizra, just like by Aktoras Emurim. The Biskra Zechayna Levracha brought this Gemara here as the premise, I would say the premise, with the Hey Ayidia, that Aktoras Emurim is a matir, the bas is a matir. That means the Aktora generates a heter. It's a matter on the bus. It's a matter the basar to be eating. In other words, the basar, just like the basar before zrika is also ba'achila, the basar before aktoras emurim is also forbidden to be eaten. And the aktor of the emurim is what removes the iser from the basar. The Haktoras Emurim, therefore, are considered a matir. Just like, it's a concept, it's a matir. Just like Zrikas Adam, which is definitely considered a matir of the basar, generating a heter to it, being meichel a heter on the basar, the same applies to Haktoras Emurim. Zrikas Adam, besides being meratze, besides being mechaper for the bailim, has a different function also, to be matir the basar to be eaten, and a murim to be hooked on. From this that Zrikas Adam, says the Briskirov, from this that Zrikas Adam is derived from Aktoras Emurim by Yisnuhu, is a proof, a clear proof, that Aktoras Emurim is matir, the basar ba'achil. It's a matir on the Isser Achila, removing the Isser Achila from the basar. This was, I would say, with the Hey Ayidia, the proof that Aktoras Emurim is matir, and the proof that the Rambam in Hilchis Psulei HaMekdoshin Perek Yud Ches Halacha Zayin, who writes V'hoimurin Matirin Es HaBosel LaAdam, means literally that the Emurim are a matter of the Isser of the Bosser. Again, in the literal sense, it's a matter. We'll have to see in Mirtz Hashem in the next shir, just to elaborate a little more due to lack of time on this. And in the next shir, and the Fayin Ches, I want to elaborate on the Yisoid of Ein Bosser Ein Dam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.